There were angry scenes in Baghdad today as crowds of Iraqis descended on a government office to try to get passports. Freed from Saddam, they want to exercise their right to travel abroad, but bureaucracy stood in their way. NPR's Philip Reeves has this snapshot of a Baghdad street scene.
There are few flights, the roads are dangerous, and yet they want to travel. Hundreds of Iraqis braved almost unbearable temperatures today to jostle on a Baghdad pavement outside a passport office. There's a new government, a sovereign one, says the US, so they need new travel documents. Among them is Salam Al-Bayati, a labourer.
I want to travel to leave Iraq because there is no stability in Iraq. I'll go to Jordan and try to get any visa from there, either to Syria or to Lebanon. If I find any opportunity there, I will never come back to Iraq.
Many agree with this, but not all. This electrical engineer says he just wants a foreign vacation to Iran. He's filled out a form, but though the office is open, no one's issuing passports. The long and fruitless wait and draining heat has made him angry.
In the times of Saddam, it was much better than now. Since morning until now, I couldn't manage to go inside.
How long have you been here?
Since 8 o'clock. Now it's 1, about 5 hours.
The crowd is formed of Iraqis nurturing dreams. They dream of escaping violence and crime, of jobs, of relaxation. 25-year-old Ehab Atahi says he's an actor. He's got a letter from the Iraqi Ministry of Culture saying he plans to go to Jordan to perform in a play. But he makes no secret of his ambition to leave forever and head west to live with his aunt in California.
I want to go to Jordan, and from there I want to go to America, because you will get nothing from Iraq.
Suddenly, Sabah Atiyah appears. He's the government official in charge of issuing passports. The irate crowd surges round him to get him to sign their papers. He says it'll be a week before any Iraqi passports are issued. Other officials tell us it'll be longer as the passports aren't ready. Atiyah says he's opening extra offices and that some progress has been made.
We already issued about 500 passports for special cases, those who have letters from ministries, and for treatment, medical reasons.
Saeed Abdul Hassan, a civil servant, says he wants a passport for medical reasons, but still hasn't got one. He and his wife Isma are desperate for a child. They want to go to Iran to try to have a test tube baby. He's been showing up here for days.
I come every day. This is 2 weeks for me and no result.
22-year-old Zanim Jabbar has also been putting in pavement time. He's turned out every day for a week. He wants to work in Malaysia, chopping down trees.
Supposedly there is a Malaysian company. 14th of July is the last day for us to take workers. Same thing, Saddam and America, same thing. Saddam didn't give us anything, and America is giving only bombs and so on.
Zanim's losing hope and also faith in the new Iraq. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.